This is Dr. Inigo, continuing a dictation for a patient for by the name of Logan L. Castillo. I accidentally pushed the wrong button. I would like to continue that dictation. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, lift approximately 80 pounds with his right hand, comma, and he does have a sling that he uses for his left arm. The claimant has an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time, and as noted earlier, a left sling that he uses to support his left shoulder. His physician at this time is Dr. Michael Flores. The claimant is on no medications for pain. Occasionally, his mother gives him some of her medication, which is Tramadol and Xanax, which he states does give him some relief. He states that the physical activity he does is he vacuums the house once in a while, watches TV, comma, does light housework, comma, occasionally cooks, comma, and does some house chores around the house. The claimant did have a CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis performed, which revealed that he had small pulmonary nodules in the right middle lobe, left lung base, right upper lobe, and superior segment of the left lower lobe. It was thought at that time that they may represent metastatic disease. However, the claimant appears to be in remission and is being observed closely. Allegation number two, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2016, he started having seizures which have not been confirmed with EEGs or CT scans. He states that he'll start to stare and go blank and has a tendency to bite his tongue. He also starts to say bad words and has a somewhat of a epileptic type of seizure, especially of his right leg. Sometimes he'll have a silent, absent type seizure where he doesn't say anything. He notices that when he was assaulted on December the 31st, 2021, that his seizures increased. He denies having any tumors in his brain, comma, cerebrovascular accidents, comma, drug withdrawal, comma, or any kind of infectious disease. The claimant states that he has two seizures per month. He has not been to the emergency room or hospitalized for these seizures. He states that the post-sickle symptoms make him feel very tired and sleepy, and he loses his memory. He's presently on levetiracetam, 1,000 milligrams BID, but he is noncompliant with his medication and doesn't take it regularly or as prescribed. As noted earlier, EEGs were negative, as well as CT scans being negative. His condition has not been confirmed. Allegation number three, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that since 2019, when he was in prison on December the 31st, 2022, for 5 days, for having possession of a gun and threatening other people. The claimant was hit with a wrench on his back, and he states that since that time he's had depression, comma, anxiety, comma, occasional spelling, crying spells, comma, insomnia, comma, and suicidal ideation. He denies any suicidal attempts. He's on no medication for anxiety or depression at this time. He is presently on levetiracetam, 1,000 milligrams BID. His mother occasionally gives him some of her pills of Xanax and Tramadol. Medical problems: osteosarcoma stage 3 of the left humerus bone. History of attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Anxiety / depression. History of seizure disorder, which has not been confirmed with medical records, EEG or CT scan. Major surgeries. 2015, the claimant had an excision of a left mid-shaft osteosarcoma tumor, which was replaced with 2 titanium rods to support his left shoulder, secondary to osteosarcoma. His condition is in remission at this time. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium tremors, but states that he does have seizures. Substance abuse, the claimant states that he does smoke marijuana and states that he smoked the last joint on January 2022. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 120 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 114 over 71 mmHg, heart rate 129 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 18. The claimant was very anxious, talkative, and hyper during the examination. I don't know if that attributes to his pulse being 129. General, this is a 20-year-old male who is somewhat cachectic, very talkative, and does appear to be his stated age and in no acute distress. He does not appear to be a reliable or compliant historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant had a tendency to brag about how he tricked all the doctors about his condition. He appears to have somewhat of a psychiatric disorder. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last 2 sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields are grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/30, binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the left lower leg shows a a 25-centimeter vertical scar on the left lateral side of his leg where bone was taken out to use as a graft for his left upper extremity surgery. He has a surgical wound area of 20 centimeters by 4 centimeters in the left mid-shaft area of his left humerus, where surgery was performed to remove the osteosarcoma tumor. Measurements from the shoulder to the wrist on the right side was 57 centimeters, and on the left side was 56 centimeters. The claimant had a grip of plus 5 over 5 for both hands. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was racy and his mood was inappropriate for the time. The claimant was extremely talkative and hyper. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor, although he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally of 1 plus. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device. However, he appears to be able to walk without it. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal, secondary to the problems that the claimant has with the left upper extremity. Heel to shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted except for the left upper extremity. The claimant does have atrophy of the left lower leg as well as the left upper extremity. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper extremity as well as the lower extremities. The claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper extremity. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He does have an assisted device of a cane as well as a sling. However, at this time, he does not appear to need the cane at this time, which is a four-legged cane. Neurological. Grip strength is plus 5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength is plus 5/5 for all tested areas except for the left upper extremity, where the claimant's strength is plus 3/5. However, his grip strength is plus 5/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays. of the left ankle. No acute findings. X-rays of the left humerus. No acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted, except for his left upper extremity. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity, but not with the left. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left upper extremity, and to a lesser extent of the left lower extremity, where a bone graft was removed from his femur. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted, except for the left upper extremity, where he does have difficulty in moving his left shoulder. On examination, the claimant does have evidence of muscle wasting and some fatigue of the left upper and lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does appear to have either a psychological problem or appears to possibly be on drugs at this time. The claimant has no other restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for decreased range of motion and strength of the left upper extremity. The claimant has made claims of a seizure disorder, and although it is being treated, EEG and CT scans have been negative, and he has been noncompliant as far as taking the medication as directed. Probable diagnoses. Number one, osteosarcoma, stage 3 of the left upper extremity, in remission at this time, has been surgically treated and treated with chemotherapy for 15 months, as well as one injection of radiation therapy. Number two, seizure disorder. Dash, not confirmed with medical records. CT scan and EEG are negative. He is being treated but is somewhat noncompliant with his medication as far as the way he is taking the medication. Number three, anxiety / depression. Dash, the claimant does not appear to be depressed, but does have somewhat hyperactive activity, is very talkative, and may have a psychiatric disorder, or may be taking stimulant drugs at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Logan L. Castillo.